Jack and Jill here.
Hi.
Welcome to the Jack and Jill Show, entertaining real estate investment talk. I'm Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about the promotion that we ran 30 days later and what the results were. And I have to tell you, They were truly amazing.
Yep.
And here's why. I think everybody... Jill ran a massive promo to get a pretty substantial discount on some of the products that we offer. Mm-hmm. And in exchange for the discount, she set up two closed webinars.
It was part of it. This was a promo, not in exchange for it. It was part of the promo. Yeah, and it was a, hey, everybody, sorry to interrupt you.
go ahead.
What it really was is this was the promo. Hey, everybody, as part of the bonus, you're going to get a special closed session, 2 1-hour special closed sessions with Jack and I and nobody else.
And they're 45 days, 30 days apart from each other.
1 month apart. So we did the first one in December and we did the second one just the other night. And it was fun because I timed it where the promo ended, like a week had passed, and then they got to have a closed webinar with us. And it wasn't a large group, obviously.
7 people.
By design. Then, who showed up? More people checked out, but that was on the webinar. Then the 30 days later, same group, here we all are, kind of thing. Super, and that was, again, closed thing. We could all talk, and so.
Everybody's buying and selling real estate within 30 days.
It was cool.
Which I thought.
Let's save some for the show.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Before we get into that, under Jill's direction, like my mom used to do.
Oops. Here we go.
Let's take a question posted by one of the members on the jackandjill.com online community. It's free.
Okay. Gerd says, howdy, y'all. My name is Gerd, and I have done a bit of lurking as of late, and I really, really like the feel of the community here. Everyone has done a great job to make this a working forum, and most everyone seems really nice. Sometimes that is tough to find these days. Anyhow, I'm an energy industry professional, been in the business for about 15 years now, started at the bottom, working on the lowest spot on the rigs, and ended up working myself all over half the globe. Met my wife when I was working in Newfoundland, Canada. We are now expecting kid number 2. I learned about land investing, listening to podcasts last year on my commute. I'm now a cube dweller and have been incredibly intrigued. I lost my you-know-what investing in real estate several years ago, but I know too many people that have retired way young from it to give up, and I'm about ready to get back into it. Planning on becoming a full-fledged member shortly and using my income tax refund to fund my acquisition fund.
That's a good plan.
Awesome. This is great. This is really a comment, not really a question. I love it.
When I hear people who have these, what I think are just exciting as heck jobs, you know, I don't know why. I just think it'd be so cool to work in an oil rig. Everybody who's ever worked on one is probably saying, oh my God, just even go on one time.
Right.
But I just think it's cool. I came up in accounting. What's worse than that?
I don't know. There's probably somebody that really likes their pocket protector and routine and stability and consistency and no change. I still don't know how you, anyway.
Anyway, this isn't about me. It's about Gerd. Uh-huh. Congratulations. Welcome. And you're doing the right thing. It's real hard to lose when you send a bunch of blind offers out and then you just choose the one that you want that's so priced so low and then you buy it.
Well, it's additionally hard to lose when you have someone that's made all the mistakes and here holding your hand and basically sharing everything with you so you know what you're doing. Man, if I had a version of us 10 years ago, man. And, you know, and even not just us, just technology and the engineering stuff that we have. I mean, when was the last time you held a plat map? Right?
Yeah, that's true.
When was the last time you looked at a plat map?
No, not a long time.
Right? And that used to be the only way. I mean, how slow our process was, which is what's funny, how profitable it has been over the years, and even doing it the slow way. Imagine if we had the technology right now. Whoa!
Yeah.
$20 million would have been who knows what back then.
Speaking of that, Jill and I had a conversation. It was all Jill-driven recently. About stem cells. Mm-hmm. And she read a thing that said, you know how we all live to like 60, 70, 80 now? Well, not too not long from now, we're all going to be living till like 150.
Mm-hmm. Like we're doubling.
Yeah.
Used to be, how many years ago you lived till 30?
30 or 40.
Now, and it was 60. And they're saying, hang on a moment. It's going to be 120. I'm like, what?
Isn't that wild?
I know.
So it all has to do with regenerating your cells. And so if you have some type of organ failure, you regenerate the cells or you plan for it through your DNA, mm-hmm. what your DNA has in store for you.
Exactly.
And you just work on it before it happens.
That's cool.
Like a car. Sometimes the transmission goes out, you put the new one back in.
Or you maintain it before it happens.
Right.
You fix the little problem before it's a big problem.
Right.
Anyway, like
it'd be cool. I don't know if your head can handle 150 years. I don't know.
Yeah.
You think we all would be better off if the people 150 years old or not?
Hold on a moment. I am confident our head can handle 150 years because we all know we're only using a small percentage of our brains.
Do you think the environment can handle like 150 years of waste from one person?
If we do it right.
And then what's the, when's the cutoff date for having children for women? Like 45, 40?
Yeah. That's about right. I think over 40, they start making you do different tests and things like that because they get worried about stuff. That may change.
I'm just saying, what's the effect of world population? If you could continue to have children all throughout that would be a mess. I mean, it's a mess enough to have kids now anyway.
Doggone it, my neighbor's 80 and she's pregnant again.
and she looks like she's 20.
Could you imagine?
Because it's stem cells. Oh, no, I know I look good for 80. Thanks.
That's right. Oh, that's awesome. Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
Can you imagine looking like you're 22 years old
with
the wisdom of a 90-year-old?
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Conquer the world.
Come on, yeah.
Here's another thing. The way money works.
Oh,
this is so off topic. If the way the money works, you buy, you put $1,000 in the bank when you're 18,
yep.
and it generates whatever, 1%, let's say for sake of argument, compound interest. By the time you're 110, it's going to be worth like a ridiculous amount of money. Like,
yep.
So there's all kinds of effects on growing that old.
Yep.
And most of them I don't think are good. It's great for you as an individual, but I think you just, I don't know.
I think it's all good stuff.
I know you do.
It's okay. Cool. Hey, but Gert, glad you're here.
Today's topic, 30 days later, after a promo webinar results. Here's the results. Jill and I, as we described earlier in the show, ran a promo, and we got on the call with 7 people who ended up being on the program. How many original people got involved? 10?
I don't remember.
11? 10 or 11? The 7 people left standing had all fantastic reports.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think that you just read an email to me before the show about thanking us. I don't know if there's excerpts of that you want to read now, but
yeah, one of the gentlemen from the show last night sent me a nice call last night. I don't remember what day it was, but anyway, one of the guys sent a follow-up email, so it was really kind of cool, and he wrote a note just saying, hey, he knows who he is. I'm not going to use his name. Thank you. Well, I'll use his first name, Jason. And he just was saying, I really appreciated the call that we had. He said, I've been investing for 7 months now, started with a land geek and then grew up. I love it. Became a member about 2 months ago. So I know when that was. Listened to most of the podcasts and seen our shift. We're now making the House Academy, all part of this too. Always been fascinated. There's been a running joke in my house that you cannot pick up your glass for long because Jason will rent the space to somebody else.
Good.
That's awesome.
That's outstanding.
So really good. And he was reaching out to us because we talked about, already going ahead, and he wants to throw his name in the hat for our Boots on the Ground campaign.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm. This is his thing right now. He's investing in land full time. Military background here. I'm just kind of skimming along the top.
So the point is, everybody, the 7 people left, bought and sold property.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to think that in the back of my head, it was just because they knew that we were going to talk to them 30 days later.
Mm-hmm. That's the thing. It's like it's like having an assignment. You got to set these goals and deadlines for yourself. I know it sounds like we're, beating a dead horse, which kind of are. But
there's
you
a lot
do
of
it.
Dead horse beating in this show. Lately.
You like that? I know there really is. Sorry, you are correct. So you're right, Jack.
So here's how I look at it. I think that the way that school is structured when we're young, with deadlines and projects, they intentionally give you like a month to do an assignment, and everybody does what?
They on do the it last minute.
Last 3 days. Last,
right.
Last day, probably. So I swear that teaches people to not procrastinate, or it calls you out as a procrastinator.
That's true. You learn what happens when you don't get things done.
Exactly.
And you know what? So this is my point. One of the reasons I wanted to do this promo was to not only help people, but try to isolate, you know, initially what they need to kind of get it after they've had a few days to learn what we're all about and our program and everything. And then after 30 days, see what they've done or any hangups that they have, so we can better help them going forward. And what was interesting to me was they were smart, and they didn't have any out there questions that I thought would be different from our normal
right.
member conversations
right.
that we have. They were all the same conversations, and they followed through. So I think this is what your point I believe is true. Because if I have another 30-day call from now, because when we got off the first call, we said, okay, we can't wait to hear what you guys have done in 30 days. And so they heard that. What if we had another call? Can't wait to hear what you've done in 30 days. It would continue. So I do need to look at, hey, more work for me. I need to look
at
doing that.
You know
that.
What? The more work for me comment you just made is exactly my next point. So Jill and I, this is a conversation Jill and I had over the Christmas break. We unplugged all of our stuff and took like, what, 5 or 6 days, went up to San Francisco, the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And so because Jill and I have a decision to make. Well, we've already made the decision, but this is what we talked about the whole trip when we were talking about business. We can take Land Academy and House Academy to the next level as teachers. We can set up live events. We can travel around the country. We can really, really hold everybody's hand and make sure, and charge for it, by the mm-hmm. way. Like, we're not going to do it for free, to make sure everyone's successful. Or we can get back to our grassroots mm-hmm. and really step up our already existing pretty successful land program and our tiny but really successful house purchasing selling program and make a ridiculous amount of money. So which one would you do if you were us?
Right. And we're not going to shut anything off. We're
that's
still
right.
doing them both. I mean, that's the whole thing. It's just what level. You can only do so much sometimes, too.
We chose the latter.
Right.
And we chose to, we are documenting everything, every
right.
detail, because in the end, Jill and I agreed
that that's going to help
just
people
watching
too.
Just watching mm-hmm. us do it and how we make these little decisions and filming us in our office and the whole thing is more beneficial than having some sit down college like webinar thing where I stand up there and point at a screen and say, you know, you can make money buying and selling real
see
estate.
See this area?
Right.
You know what? That's true. And so.
And then we win too. Everybody wins.
Right. We're, in the end, we found out we can kind of do both that way. That's the point. Because what is better? What's the best way than proving the concept? There's nothing better.
Right.
I could stand there and tell you it all, but you know, watching me do it and seeing it happen and being right there with me, like, oh boy. Okay, got it.
There used to be this concept called shadowing, where you would follow somebody around, like you would follow a mentor around.
Mm-hmm.
In commercial real estate in the 80s and 90s, we would shadow somebody who's real successful.
Mm-hmm. That still happens, I think, in businesses.
Does it?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard of it lately at all, but I really think that's what we're talking about here, only you can do it watching TV, watching
nice.
The screen.
Nice. You know? Now
yeah.
we can film it, have a crew following us around,
right.
and there could be 3,000 people shadowing us instead of one.
That's right.
So,
and we can take out the drunken dinners that Jill and I have at the laughing and falling.
Oh, yeah, that needs to go off.
So everybody
or
wins.
Can't ride
that's
our bikes home. Because that never happens.
It's not that we can't ride our bikes home.
It's just
like,
best not yeah. to ride our bikes
until we get
home.
All that stem cell thing worked out.
Yeah, it's
we're
true.
We're all 20 forever.
Exactly. I think you are right.
Well, you've done it again. You've wasted another 25 minutes, 20 minutes listening to the Jack and Jill Show. Join us tomorrow where we discuss what happens when Jill's phone won't stop ringing.
I love it. And we answer your question, should you have one, posted on the jackjill.com online community.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. I really think we made the right decision.
I do too.
Yeah. It's just easier on everybody too.
You want to do it all. You want to help everybody, but you can't do it to your detriment. Is that the right
Correct.
Term? So I think we found a happy way to solve it all.
Yeah. You know, I didn't mention that. What we never talk about ever is how much money are we actually kind of giving up here? Because we're just not, we're not really working at our core business 100% of the time.
No.
And so I did the math on that. If we were buying and selling land and houses full time and just filming that and using it as an education program.
Right.
Now we're all realizing our potential.
Right.
And getting everybody where they need to be.
That's okay. We, you know what we did? We set out to do. We set out to just do an education and test that for a while. Did that. Won at that. You know what I mean? We can do that. We got this. Now we're going to make it even better.
Exactly.
I love it. Hey, share the fun by subscribing on iTunes or wherever you are listening. And while you're at it, please rate us there. We are Jack and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.